The Orion Project is designed to launch astronauts far into space, well beyond where the space shuttle traveled. Orion's first manned mission is planned for 2020. Toward the end of that mission, the module will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere at around 20,000 miles per hour. At that point, little thrusters, built in Bothell by Sistema Technologies, will pop off the module's nose cover, which is being developed by Janicki and Cedro Woolley. Then little devices called mortars, built by General Dynamics near Tacoma, will deploy the parachutes that let the module drift back to Earth.
So you can see that the Washington contributions are critical to our re-entry and landing systems. Maybe we'll put a Huskies logo up there or something.
NASA's Charlie Lundquist manages design of the Orion's capsule. He spoke by phone on his way to meet one of the contractors. NASA says more than a dozen Washington companies are contributing parts to the module and its launch vehicle.
You know, obviously with Boeing and the supply chain for them, Washington has a key aerospace talent and capability that we're tapping into.
Orion is NASA's successor to the shuttle, not to be confused with the privately built spacecrafts now in the works. Two Seattle billionaires, Paul Allen and Jeff Bezos, are involved in those efforts. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.